This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Ramatou Lai in Senegal. Here is Ramatou Lai's question. Dear teacher, thank you and all the VOA Learning English team for their great work. My question is, what is the difference between regarding and regardless? Thank you for your comments, Ramatou Lai, and I am happy to answer your question. Both words are very useful in speaking and writing. That's because the words give us a quick way to connect to other ideas. Regarding simply means what someone is talking or writing about. Consider the following two examples.
We have all the information we need about the project. We have all the information we need regarding the project.
The word regarding in the second example means the same thing as the preposition about in the first example. We generally use the word about more than regarding. However, it is more common to use regarding in formal speech than in informal communication. Also, the expression in regard to means the same thing as regarding. Here are some examples.
In regard to the price, I think it was too expensive. In regard to what you said, I don't think we know all the facts yet.
Note that we use a noun, noun phrase, or noun clause after the expression in regard to. Also, you will sometimes hear native speakers say in regards to instead of in regard to. Here is something you may find interesting when we compare the expression in regard to and the verb regard. The verb regard is a somewhat formal way to say look at. So, just as we can direct someone's attention to something by having them look at it, the expression in regard to directs us to something we are talking about. The word regardless expresses the idea that one or more things do not affect the current situation or what we want to express now. When you look at the word, you will see that it ends with the suffix less. This suffix means the same thing as the word without. So, regardless means without regard to. Consider the following examples.
Regardless of religion, all people want happiness. All people want happiness regardless of religion.
Notice that you can use the word regardless either before or after the sentence or phrase it modifies. For our readers and listeners, what are your questions about American English? Regardless of your level of English, we want to hear from you. Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And please let us know where you are from, too. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Andrew Smith.